Welcome to a very special edition of Mondays with Miles. Today, joining Dr. Brand and I is Dan Dutcher, the Vice President for Division 3. Now, Dan, we got back from convention a couple of weeks ago, and there was some significant discussion about the membership issues facing Division 3. So I wanted to get all of us together here to talk about those issues. Coming out of convention, what are we thinking? What's going on?
Well, Josh, I think it's important to note that there are significant issues regarding growth in Division 3 and the diversity of the Division 3 membership. While we've had a working group studying this issue for about a year now, for a large portion of our Division 3 membership, the convention was really the first opportunity they had to review this issue in any kind of formal setting. As you can imagine, it's a complicated issue, can be a bit emotional. It's a challenging issue for the division, and the convention discussion sessions really generated a lot of important feedback.
You know, I want to pick up on one point you said, Dan, namely that this was the first opportunity the group really had to dig down and discuss it. I know you and your staff have been putting together a lot of information, some of which they saw for the first time at that convention. It's such a complicated an important set of issues that we have to take our time and discuss it in detail and not jump to conclusions.
I think, Dr. Brand, that's a very important point. We would want to really emphasize the fact that although our Division III working group presented a model at the convention through which membership growth and diversity could be addressed, that model is far from a done deal. We are going to take the feedback that we received at the convention. We're going to follow up with an in-depth survey of the Division III membership in February. And then we'll take all of that information and chart our future course of action.
Dr. Brand, Dan said it was an emotional issue. And I know you had some interaction with chancellors, presidents, athletics directors from Division III. What was your sense of how people were responding to their initial exposure?
I'm not sure I would agree it was emotional. I'd say they were deeply engaged, which was very positive. Now, did they feel strongly? Yes, they did. But when I met with the presidents, over 100 presidents and chancellors from Division III institutions, I thought we had a very productive conversation and a very candid conversation. I thought in the follow-up conversations and meetings I had with individuals, I thought we went pretty far in trying to articulate what the issues are. Do we have a solution? Do they have a solution, I should say? No, not yet, because I don't think the problem is well enough defined at this point.
Dan, you had mentioned, you know, one of the things here is Division III is quite large. It's by far the largest of the three divisions, and that's one of the things driving this membership discussion. Why does it matter that Division III is so large? Why is that a concern? Isn't everything okay at this point?
Well, Josh, I think it's always important for an organization to plan for the future. Many folks would suggest that they're very comfortable with the current state of affairs in Division III, and I believe they would say that for good reason. But as we plan for the future, growth will begin to impact things like access to national office programs and services, in particular access to championships. These are programs and services that the membership holds in very high regard, and it's important to understand how growth may affect access to those programs and services in the future.
There's another issue there, which not everyone agrees is a serious issue, and some think it's serious, but others think it's very serious, and that is whether there's a difference in opinion about how broad-based versus how focused the division should be, how it reacts to various reforms that have taken place in the last few years, such as redshirting, non-traditional season, and so on. And there's enough difference of opinion that there may be a reason for a number of institutions to want to affiliate together and move more in that direction, and another group may look for a more broad-based approach and move in a different direction. So that's still on the table. No one quite understands where the dividing lines on that is, and we're starting to get clear about it. I think we have, you know, another 6 to 12 months of conversation before we can get to a point where some potential decisions are made. Dan, your group is putting together a survey. I think that's the major next step. Is that right?
That's correct, Miles. We'll be surveying all of our Division III membership in February. We'll be sending one survey to each member institution, asking the president ultimately to complete the survey, but encouraging him or her to consult with all key constituents on campus to be sure that the survey results represent a true institution-wide perspective.
Yeah, my sense is that after you get that survey and compile all the data, you should have a pretty good idea of what the membership wants. And if there's a very significant group, say 150 to 200 institutions that want to move in a different direction, that's one thing. If it's just a few institutions that want to move in another direction, that's wholly different. But you'll get that data as a result of the survey.
I agree, Dr. Brandon. Really, ultimately, I think the question here is, as we plan for the future, does the membership believe that the current structure will be sufficient to address the Division III of the future, or might we be best served by exploring other structural options to best position us for the membership as it might exist 10, 15 years from now?
And finally, let me add, Josh, that the NCA's national office's role in here is to provide good, solid information and data for the members to make their decisions. We are the basis on which the decisions are made. It's the members themselves in Division III who are going to determine what ultimately happens.
That is an excellent point. You know, for those of you scoring at home, the national office, Dr. Brand, Dan Dutcher, we don't make the decisions here. Dr. Brand is right on. It is the Division III members. And I wanted to follow up with both of you on the timeline here. Something important coming on at the 2009 convention. Is that still set in stone? How are we dealing with the timeline here on membership issues?
I think that's a good timeline. It's not yet carved in Indiana limestone, but it is a good timeline. You know, we don't want to take forever. It's a hard decision, but I think we'll, with the survey information and the data, other data that's being collected by the national office staff, I think the members will have enough time to really reflect on it. If they're not ready to make a decision, then we will could always extend it, but that's a reasonable timeline.
And I think, Josh, another point to note, whenever the membership votes, we would still include a delayed effective date so that once a vote takes place, we would still include a reasonable amount of time, for example, 2 years, during which additional details could be resolved before we would actually implement any new kind of structural change.
All right. Well, thank you both very much for joining me today to talk about these important issues. I suspect this is something we'll revisit later on down the road.
We certainly will, and maybe once we have the data from the survey, it might be a good time to talk about it again.
Absolutely. Thank you both.
Thank you.